Why are you in the park?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, Bob. WYR 503.
Good morning, 503. Long time no hear, sir. We hope all is well with you. WRZP 544 for identification purposes.
I'm back down in Detroit for a few days. Got a lot of snow up there.
I haven't fired up the old weather station or the computer yet, but I may be looking at maybe 5-6 inches here, but of course south of us, Gaylord, I'm sure they got quite a considerable more in that snow belt down there.
Yeah, and I'm right in the snow belt with Gaylord. The way it works around there, so about a week ago or whatever it was, when we got that big snow, I got... not from wind blowing, no drifting, just 34 inches of steady snow.
Do that, yeah. We dodged a bullet. Typically, I am in the snow belt here. I'm right in between Hanaway and Indian River there in Hapton, as you know. But we dodged a bullet last time. I maybe got 2.5 feet. And then right down the road there, Wolverine, 4 foot. And then on Conqua Falls, just outside of Onaway, also got some land with 4 feet. So like I said, I haven't heard any Gaylord reports yet as far as their snowfall. But it looks like maybe, like I said, maybe 6 inches, maybe 8 here so far.
Couple warm months we had just before the snow. I'm good.
Roger that. Other than my plow guy quitting, he called me the day of the storm. Oh, by the way, I'm not plowing this year. So I had to dig out the 1930 snow blower and rebuild it and blow snow. But no biggie. We're ready for it up here, as you well know. So, yeah, I missed you on the radio there. I asked a couple folks if they heard you around. Glad to hear you're okay and things are going well, I hope.
Oh, I usually have this frequency on and listen to it during the day. Sorry about that. I had another radio going. I had to figure out which one was going.
Redbird LZ here. Nothing new and exciting. I live in just old man winter, Roger.
Yeah, nothing wrong with a good cup of warm coffee in the morning. I'm good.
You and me both got a pot brewing as we speak.
I got turned on to that Black Rifle Coffee. They have one called JB Just Black. Oh, that's some really good tasting coffee. I drink it black. I don't put sugar and cream in it.
That familiar with the brand and familiar with the coffee. They used to serve that at the old VFW there before they closed it down.
Okay, WRYR 503. Yeah, Walmart sells it now. Usually up on the top shelf somewhere, but I've been buying it from there, and it's the same good tasting coffee.
I'm Abby Normal. All those years I spent in the military. 20 plus years, rarely drink coffee. It wasn't until I retired that I picked up the coffee bug there.
Sometimes there's coffee out there that tastes like sewer water. Folgers is one of them.
You've never had good coffee until it's been delivered in the Antarctica in a Marmite can and it's damn near frozen and it looks like mud.
I used to work for a gas hauling facility that carried liquid hydrogen, liquid oxygen, nitrogen, all that stuff. And so when I got a chance to stop, coffee was a great thing.
I do that, and sent me to, right after jungle school, 120 in the shade, shipped my butt right up to Fairbanks, Alaska, Fort Wainwright for winter training, out on the ice with the Eskimos learning how to survive. Yeah, and they'd airdrop in pallets of frozen SpaghettiOs and coffee and Marmite cans with, like I said, was thick as oil, Roger.
That's funny. Yeah, going from a jungle to a rather cold environment has got to be a shocker.
Yes, I'm living proof the Army has a sense of humor. We were all in jungle fatigues, jungle boots, and I think it was like 47 below zero when we landed. The old Air Force sergeant came out when the ramp went down on the C-130. Threw his cup of coffee up in the air and it crystallized, but beforehand, yeah, they wanted us to jump in, and we kind of canceled that there. We'd have been nothing but lollipops by the time we hit the old tarmac.
My dad, when he was in the Army, somehow he got wound up doing a bivouac in the International Falls or somewhere near it. And I was looking at his face and he was trying to explain this all to me. I seen the for a few minutes there the look of grief on his face. He was born and raised in Pascagoula, Mississippi, so anything below 55 degrees is freezing to death to him.
Roger that. Navy brat. I grew up there in Norfolk, Virginia. If we got a quarter inch of snow, they shut everything down. So, but coldest winter I spent 5 years there in Korea, up near the DMZ there working on aircraft. And I'll tell you what, it's a dry cold, but it bites right through you. And then the old Grafenwehr in Germany, that's just the opposite. Boy, that's just wet and damp, and it also just gets a hold of you.
Funny part of it is that until the day he told me, he still had bad memories of that bivouac. But he was explaining to me about the creaking sounds. I mean, I'm just listening to him. I said, "Do you mean when the doors on the trucks are creaking?" And he looked at me and goes, "How do you know?" I said, "You seem to forget, Dad. I spent all my time in the UP."
sleeping in a GP Large there in Germany in the middle of winter, and hearing them old thin pine trees snapping all around you while you're trying to sleep. Yep. Many cringing memories and memories and pucker factors of 8 or 9. Yeah. But them days are over. Now that we're all retired there, we choose where we go out in the cold.
Well, I'm in the same position, but the cold doesn't really bother me. It never has. When I was in my 20s and even in my 30s, you know, making snow angels with a pair of boxer shorts on was something to do.
Roger that. Yeah. The Army told me I didn't get cold, and they told me I didn't get wet, and they told me I didn't get tired, and they were full of you-know-what, but I don't get cold anymore. Of course, the clothing has come a long way, and that helps quite a bit. All right, Rascal. Well, I'm going to get me a cup of that, Joe, and good hearing you back up on the frequency always, and I'm sure we'll do it again. So enjoy the rest of your day. Give a holler when you can, and take care, sir. WRZP 544.
Hey, Bob, you take care. WRY R503, clear.
That's how that 401 standing by.
WSTU 445 monitoring. WSET 544, are you listening?
WRZP 544.
Hi, Bob. I was calling WSET 544. Sorry for the miscommunication.
So, just my old ears, WRCP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WSEU 445, monitoring.
QW 840.
WR 357, good morning, 840.
Good morning, sir.
I'm just coming in the south end of Detroit here, sitting in traffic. So hopefully your day is going a little bit better than mine.
Well, in that regard, it is going a lot better. I luckily don't have to get on the expressway in my drive to work. I don't miss those traffic jam days, especially when it snows. Hopefully it's not a regular occurrence for you on your commute.
No, sir. I'm coming out of Toledo area, headed up to Shelby Township and doing a delivery. So I left at 6 o'clock out of Toledo, and I'm just coming into, well, I can see the skyline of Detroit, so I'm not even into there yet. So it looks like I'm at Dearborn Street. So it's been a long morning so far.
Well, I'm glad it's not a daily occurrence for you, but you're coming right up to my neck of the woods. I live right by Shelby Township. So yeah, you still got a little bit of ways to go, but hopefully it's not jammed all the way to Detroit, but once you get past, you should be good to go.
Hey, sir, thanks very much. It looks pretty good on the way up to Shelby Township.
Yeah, my longest delay this morning is a long red light.
Good deal. Yeah, I go up just north here, and I can go over to, Van Dyke, I guess, or Mound Road, or one of those there, and go north is usually what I normally do, so. But, yeah, well, good. Hopefully it's not too bad. The red lights I can handle on, because usually you're moving pretty good, but... Yeah, this 5 mile an hour has been sort of very interesting. Got down to Monroe, or up to Monroe, and it was a whiteout. Couldn't see the lines in the road, and everybody's doing about 5 mile an hour, so we went quite a few miles that way, but broke out the other side, and now we've got just broken clouds now, so that's pretty good. But yeah, it was pretty nasty down around Monroe.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was getting hit that hard down there. Up here, it's just we had some flurries and a light gusting of snow and nothing like what you're describing down in Monroe, so I'm thankful.
Good deal. Well, I just thought I'd throw the call sign out here on the way up and see if anybody was traveling and see what it looked like. So I'll better get back to watching traffic here, and you have a safe trip on your commute also, and thanks for coming back to me.
Yeah, no problem, man. You got a great signal. Drive safe, and I think once you get a little further, man, like you get up in this area, it didn't really snow at all, so you don't have to worry about that.
All right, sir. Great information. Appreciate that. All right, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again. This is WRTW 840. Marty, be the personal. Have a great day.
You as well, WRWR357.
WSFD595, I am on my mobile, listening to your conversation. I'm coming from Washtenaw County up into Oakland County. I'm on 94 heading into Detroit, you know, doing that 5 mile an hour shuffle, just like y'all, but we're making our way.
Oh, good deal. Road's clearing up a little bit for you.
Yeah, the road surface is fine. When I left, there was a half inch to an inch of snow. The side streets were icy, but the freeways are fine. It's just a lot of people. So many of us here, we're just creeping along. I guess we're doing somewhere around 20 mile an hour roll, which isn't too bad. I'm 94 eastbound into the city. And then I'll be 75 northbound. I'll end up north on Mound Road up by 16 Mile when it's all said and done.
All right. Well, I'm going sort of the same, right? I'm headed up towards Shelby Township. So, like I say, we're up to about 40 now, so we're doing good. The skies look pretty good. We got some blue skies out there, so hopefully that means we're going to have a maybe a little bit better day for as far as being sun out. So, well, you have a safe trip in there, and be careful on the rest way into town, and thanks for chatting there. This is WRQW 840.
Copy that. Thank you. Stay safe. You as well. WSFD 595. SFD 595, mobile, northbound on 75, happy to report that the open right up, we're moving at posted speeds, although every once in a while you get a little bit of slush in between lanes, changing lanes, got to be careful with that, otherwise we're moving right along. WSFD 595.
WSBN 567, thank you very much.
Five nine five. I'm not sure exactly where you jumped in on 75 or not, but looks like I'm coming past exit 54. So, but if you come by and see a big old truck, box truck says Pro Pack on it, that's me headed north. And WRQW 840.
I'm about to make the 7 mile crossing, so I'll be on this, I'll be on 696 and then Mound Road North. I'll be looking. WSFD 595.
Hey, Dad. Glad I'm not going southbound because, man, southbound's backed up. But anyway, we're doing the same. Just going by exit 54 here, and I'm up to 55, so we're doing good. WRQW 840.
WSCI 392, look
up WSCI 783. WSFD 595, if you're northbound on I-75, north of exit 60, be careful, there's a lot of snow, a lot more snow on the road, it's a little slippery through the interchanges there, and things slowing down. I'm on 696. Eastbound now, and same thing through that interchange. We got a lot more snow in between the lanes, and a little slower traffic, a little bit slicker under the tires. So just keep your eyes open and put on the brake. WSFD 595.
Yep, I must be behind you. I'm exit 60, and quite a bit more snow in between the lanes, and that kind of stuff. Slows right down pretty good, so I'll be getting over on 696 here at about 2 miles, so I'll be right there behind you. WRQW 840.
WRXG 764, there's a crash eastbound to Gratiot, just so you know. WRXG 764, Prairie Light Drive.
Thanks for the info. Sounds good.
Say again. The crash of Gratiot's on the left shoulder, by the way, Macomb County. That's eastbound 696. I've got the MI Drive map up if you need any other areas. WRXG 764.
Sam Fox 902. Dave, you out there? WSFD 793. Yeah, go ahead.
Good morning. How's your morning going?
working on it. Three cups and still a little groggy there. Go ahead.
Right on,
right on. How am I coming in? You're coming in great, man. Nice, clean, loud. No noise behind you so far there, Roger.
That's a good thing, because these things work mobile, so that's a good thing.
Where are you at there, Dolph?
Well, 16 of Van Dyke right now, medium traffic.
Yeah, I had a couple guys earlier, a little while ago, on here talking about 75 696 is screwed up, or plus is an accident over the 696 by 94. But yeah, I know you're not getting on no freeway anyway, are you?
No, sir. I'm shooting down 16 RO today, so that one is close.
What's the road like out there on 16 miles?
Everywhere.
Don't know how to drive. WSSV 793 for identification. Yeah, that's another thing too. The, you know, first time driving again in the winter. You know, people tend to, you know, have problems here and there. But all right, I just was wondering. That's all there. Go ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm on top of the 16-mile bridge over Sterling Heights by the train track, so I should be actually putting out pretty good right now. About decent.
Have you, pretty good. Go ahead. I'm going to go see if there's any more coffee. I hope there is. I need some more coffee. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a few. Frank, WSSV 795.
WSBL.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488, Jack, are you by the frequency? WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSDJ 347. How about you, Sheboygan County Bob? How are you doing today?
SCP-544, good morning, sir. All systems go here at Redbird LZ. How about yourself?
Everything's going good down here. A little chilly this morning, but other than that, not too bad.
Roger that. We've got some wind chills. We got some gust up to 35 mile an hour, and of course here where I'm at, we probably got maybe 6 inches, and then of course south of me down in Gaylord and Grayling in the snow belt, they got they're talking 3 to 6 inches. Excuse me. And 8 to 16 possibly before it's over. Roger.
Roger that. Nope, we just got a little dusting here this morning. Other than that, no snow that I could see.
Roger that. I'm just 7 miles outside of Indian River there. I dodged a bullet. I am in the snow. This is twice now we dodged a bullet, so no complaints, but... yeah, we're looking at, 18 degrees. We got some chilly nights coming up, but it looks like this is going to be the last of the bad weather for a while. Roger.
Roger that. I bet you them snowmobilers are going to love this weekend.
Tell you what, we'll take them. We'll take all of them you want to send up here. Ski resorts are happier than a cat and a fiddle. And, of course, we need the snowmobile dollars up here. And so we're looking forward to having them all up, and just remind them all, be safe out there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Thank you. Where you're coming from. Well, you have yourself a great day, and this is WSDJ 347. We'll be monitoring.
WSDJ 347, what's the personal there? Over.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
What's your name there, young fella?
My name is Joe. My name is Joe.
Hi, Joe. Well, you've definitely got a Q5 station there. Keep doing what you're doing. Pleasure to have you in my home, sir. As always, be safe. WRZP 544, clear monitoring on your phone.
Send for Bob, you do the same. This is Joe, WSDJ 347. We'll be monitoring the channel.
WSFX 401. Audio test. Audio. Audio.
WQTV 204.
Whiskey Sam, Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
WRPV 448, go 810, how are you doing today?
Hey there, Kurt, how you doing today, my friend? I'm doing extremely cold, extremely tired, but other than that, okay. How about yourself?
Well, I'm extremely rested and extremely warm at the moment. Yes. That's what I got going on at the moment. Over.
Okay, I rescind me my friend part of that previous statement of mine. Just kidding. Well, I'm glad that you're all nice and cozy there, and hopefully you're either at home or at work and not on the roads and safe, so that's a good thing. It's kind of a little bit of a mess up here, but not too awful.
No, I'm just sitting at home in front of my radio desk all day, and I was curious to see, how did you make out the other day with Lady Luck? Over.
Yeah, she got me for about $40.
That was only $40. Unfortunately, I've known of some people in the past that were really bad gamblers, horrible problems with it, all that good stuff. Over.
Yeah, the casinos 2 days a week back when I was living just outside of New York City there. We'd run down to Atlantic City, and basically my paycheck went into the bank. The tip money was my play money, and over about a year and a half of doing that twice a week, I probably walked away right about even.
Yeah, you know, I had another day, maybe, not much. I've probably been to a casino less than 20 times in my life, I think.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, for me, it's kind of like just mind-numbing, just sitting there pushing the buttons on the slot machines. You know, you set your bet and you just keep hitting same bet, same bet, same bet, and watch the numbers go up or down, and that's pretty much it. Like I said, it's more mind-numbing than anything else.
I like the people watching. That's kind of fun.
Well, you know, you got a point there. It is kind of fun, especially when you get some of these older people, more so, and I'm not trying to be sexist when I say this, but more so the old ladies, they really kind of get into it and get kind of animated.
Yeah, you want to stay out of their way when that bus door opens, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've had some experiences with that, let me tell you.
Very good. I just got my breakfast sent upstairs, so I'm going to get to eating that. I heard you out there. I definitely wanted to say hello to you and see how you're doing.
You know, Kirk, I can't remember if it's Kirk, K-I-R-T, or Kirk, K-U-R-K, so if I said it wrong, I apologize. But I definitely appreciate you shouting out to me there. You know, it's always nice to get on the radio and, you know, have that little bit of community and those regulars that you chat with, and then, you know, a few new ones pop in and out, which is nice as well. Enjoy your breakfast there, and, you know, we'll do it again later. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
Yeah, the spelling on that is Kurt, K-U-R-T. Again, always a pleasure to speak with you, man. I'll be monitoring on and off all day into the evening. This is WRPB 448, and I am clear and monitoring. Have a good day.
All righty, Kurt, you as well. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810.
USFK 225, monitoring.
225, good morning. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile in Saginaw.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Today is a great day to be inside talking on the radio. WSTV 439 monitoring.
WSFX 401. Man, either it's been a really quiet day or my radio is broke.
Not broken, just a quiet day. WSFA 972.
All right, roger that. Thanks. Back on the side. WSFX 401.
WRCD525.
WRUG 488 from WRUU 850. WSW 542, standing by.
WIUG 48, copy.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488.
Well, good afternoon, Bob. How you doing with this cold weather? And here's a...
Broken but readable there, Jack. I'm doing fine in the cold weather. Got out and took the snow blower to the driveway and the walkway and froze as usual, Roger.
How about now, Bob? Is now any better?
Jack, 100%. Yeah, it's cold one up here, and of course that old wind blowing, that snow back in your face while you're snow blowing doesn't help, Roger.
Roger.
Not sure what's going on, Jack, if somebody's just keying up over top of you because they can't. Give that another try, sir.
Sounds like this 20 zero. Roger.
IUG 488, WRZP 544.
IUG, grade 8, go ahead.
WSUG 417 on station and monitoring. Jody. got it on there. This is WSCG 417 on station and monitoring for Jody Girl. Jody Girl, this is WSGG 417 on station and monitoring.
Call your hooker somewhere else.
You and your ass, bitch.
That's right.
Go on.
Say what?
Such language in GMRS.
Bitch. Gas, motherfucker.
WSET 544 WQCJ 969, copy.
WSBM 993 monitoring the station.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WRPB 448, hello Bob, how are you today?
Hello.
systems go here, Kurt. We got the old driveway snow blowed up, and everything's all copacetic here. How about you and yours, sir?
I think I got like maybe 1.5 inches of snow. Obviously, we got the cold weather. We stayed inside all day long, so we are all warm, well rested, and hunky dory here. Thank you for asking.
Roger that. We dodged another bullet here. Typically, I am in the snow belt, but both storms lately, including this one, were south of us. So maybe 7-8 inches here. So nothing to get excited about, but that's south of me towards Gaylord, and all points west along the lakeshore, considerable more amounts. So yeah, Kurt, all systems go here, my friend.
Well, very good. Was curious, are you all set up now with your wintertime ham shack set up? Over.
No, negative. I've got the antenna, the coax, the power supply, and the radio for here in the living room, but I've yet to get to it. Like yourself, several surgeries this summer precluded me, so I'm behind the power curve, but the Radio Shack is up and running. We got some heat out there, so if need be, I can go out and tune everything up and listen to pretty much what I want to, Roger.
Well, very good. Yeah, there's no sense in trying to do too much too fast. It only aggravates things, I know. But other than that, do you know anything else happening new and exciting? Over.
Well, I cheated this year and put up Christmas lasers out in the yard, so I didn't have to hang anything out on the old house there, so it's doing its thing, and we got the Christmas decorations up here in the house, so, as I said, all systems go here at the old Red Bird LZ, Roger.
I used to hang Christmas lights, and you saying just now you put the little laser set up in the front of the yard, I never thought of that, you know. Putting one of those up, you don't need to hang the Christmas lights. How novel. All the years I've seen those, I never put two and two together.
You're not alone in that respect. A group that we play round robin cards with from church there, one of the fellas and his missus had them at their place, and he said, they did the trick, and no more climbing ladders or fixing lights to the house. They just plug them lasers in and let them do their light show on the house, Roger.
I might have to go out and buy one of those here in the next couple of days now that you mention that.
Roger that. Of course, I did the old Amazon thing. Now, I have a rather large home front. The one I have does, it took three to complete my entire home front, so I just lit up maybe, I'm going to say, maybe a little less than half of it, and it does the trick. But if I wanted to complete it, they were relatively inexpensive. So I may pick up two more so I can go ahead and fill the whole front of the house. Roger.
Copy that. You're starting to buzz a little bit in and out. I've been noticing that all day long across the band. It's probably weather related. But yeah, you're still readable, but you're dropping a few words here and there. Over.
Do that, Kurt, and we got somebody else keying up over top of us as well, So we'll go ahead and clear the channel and stand down. But, yeah, check those things out there on Amazon. They still got them on sale. They're pretty wicked cool for lighting up and not messing with them old Christmas lights, but still celebrating the season. We'll do it again, sir. WRZP 544. Clear monitoring on your final, Kurt.
Yeah, Bob, it was good to talk to you. It always is. Look forward to it. Thanks for the tip on the lighting. This is WRPB 448, Kurt Groveland Township. I am clear and monitoring.
RBY 660.
Station 660.
Jack, you always got your radio on.
How you doing today? Not always. In the morning, maybe about 9:30, something like that.
I feel like I can always count on you to come back to throw my call out on DMRS.
Oh yeah, you know that.
Anyway, how's it going? Are you staying warm?
Do you believe that? I didn't go nowhere. I just sitting at home watching TV and studying. Studying is number one issue.
First radio that you're going to buy after you pass?
Count 73.
Which one? You're a little distorted.
The whole thing, like 10 meters, 15, 20, 40, 80.
Are you talking about the Icon 705?
The iPhone and the Icon 7300.
Okay. That was my first HF radio. That was an awesome radio. I probably will get another one someday. It does not do 2 meter or 440 though, keep that in mind.
That's what I heard. But you know what? The 2 meter probably you can buy, you know, portable one, you know, put a different antenna on the 2 meter. But the 440, you know, one thing I don't like about the 440 is hardly anybody out that way at the 440. Because in 2000, I had the 440, and I was listening, and not too many people on it.
Are you talking about 40 meters? 440 is UHF, so that's everything in this area pretty much. All the repeaters are UHF, you know, 440 band. GMRS is similar, but it's higher up in the band. Are you talking about 40 meters?
On the ham, 440 and 220. The 220, a few people were on it, but the 440 was hardly anybody on it.
Okay, Which point? Oh, yeah. You're losing me, man. I'm confused now. If you're talking about 440 UHF, there's tons of activity on that.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got 2 meter and all the other fun things that come with 2 meter, and then, you know, 6, 10, 20, 17, all those good ones. So, get your tech, get your general, get your gear, and then whole new world opens up.
Is any one selling 7,300?
They're under $1,000 right now on DX Engineering.
I see. So, no, what they have them on, I don't think they have them on sale yet, is it?
Yeah, go look at DX Engineering. They, I think it's a $100 rebate right now, so it comes out to be like 940 or 960 or something, plus tax, obviously. So, but for the money, awesome radio.
Yes, is that what you have at home?
Jack, don't buy any radios until you pass tests. No more equipment. Pass your tests. Dedicate all your time to studying. Do not buy any more radios.
I'm not buying. That's a phenomenon, man. I love that. How you doing anyhow?
Doing all right, but my battery's about to die. Just please don't buy any more radios. You've got to pass tests. You got don't be like all these hams that buy equipment and then never get their license. Get your license first, then buy the equipment.
With no problem. That's honestly, no, I'm not buying nothing unless I get my license. And I'm trying to work hard on that one too. Because I like to talk to ISS. Roger?
Good idea, Jack. Yeah, I ordered my 7,300 the day I passed general, so think of it as a treat for yourself as you pass.
You know what? You can on this walkie-talkies, you can talk to any repeater you want, but as far as like 20 meter, 40 meter, then you cannot talk to on those handhelds and all that stuff. I know that. But in fact, you know what? I have a Drake here, sitting here from 82, T4XC, I'm trying to get rid of, and the MS, then R4C I got, and MS4. I have it all here at Drake. They're working, but you know what? I really try to clean them out of here, get them out of here, get a new one. Roger?
WRBY-660. There's plenty of gear to be had. Just take your time, move some stuff around. But first and foremost, get your license, get your tech, and then you can do the space station stuff. It's kind of spooky right now because it's early in the morning and we're going a couple days at a time without a pass, but there's plenty of stuff to do with the tech license.
Oh yeah, Dakota, that's for sure. And that's what I'm waiting for, my license, really. That's what you're getting me.
You'll get there soon enough, Jack, don't worry. I'm going to make this my last, so I'm getting way north. I'm surprised I'm still even holding this. So I'll talk to you later. Probably tomorrow, Jack. WRBY-660, I'll be clear.
I'm sorry if I cut you off, you and Dave, but you guys go ahead if you want. You and Dave out there. I think he's still waiting. WIUG48, clear.
WSDJ 347. How about you, Jack?
Yes, sir, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. I just heard you talking about getting radios and stuff. Yeah, I got my General in the beginning of the month. I got the Yaesu 891. I've been talking to a lot of people on 20 meters. It's really hopping on 20.
By the way, congratulations for that. The Yaesu is a good radio, and I like it, but I like the ICOM better, though. Anyhow, but you're doing good with that 20 meter. That's good. No, I like Yaesu, too. I used to have Yaesu handheld.
I don't know what happened to it. Roger that. Yeah, you're gonna get your license, Jack. It's gonna be great. You'll love it. I love it.
You know that, yeah, but you know what? I've been listening to the, you know, shortwave, I mean, long time ago, you know, since the 82, because I just said I have a Drake T4XC, and I have a Drake R4C and MS4. I used to listen to them all the time, you know what I mean? But I couldn't talk. But I'll be honest with you, in 1998, I went out there to Pontiac. We used to have a good friend in Goodmine. He's there in Pontiac. I went with him. It was two tests. It was a regular test and also, you know, what the hell, I forgot that test. The CW test. And I passed the rivet test, but the CW I didn't pass. And I said, forget it. From that time.
Oh, yeah, they quit doing the CW gun test now. You don't need the CW for your license.
I know what you're saying, but, you know, I really did pass the written test at that time, but the CW, I fell in. So I said, forget it, I'm not going to do it no more. Then a friend of mine, you know, I mean, that was a long time ago. That's 2004, he passed away. And I said, forget it, I'm not going to do anything right now. But I still have my Drake, and it works.
Yeah, Roger that. You ever listen to the, what is it, General Motors coffee break in the mornings?
Yeah, it goes 9 o'clock. I always listen to them. They got all the topics, you know. Like today they had, I forgot what was today. This morning I heard it. Oh, which one you like? No, this one is said, which one do you like, the tree? You like the fake tree or life tree, a Christmas tree? All the time. I listen to it a lot of time.
Yeah, I got on there a couple times already. It's a lot of fun. You'll find a lot of different ones, even on this UHF, VHF. And you, like you said, 10 meter. 20 meter, 40 meter. It's a lot of fun. Just got to figure the antennas out.
You know what? 82, that's when I bought those equipment, the Drake, and also bought, I had a vertical out there. I still have the vertical out there, 20 meter, 40 meter, 80 meter, and 160 meter. I don't have the 160 out there, all the way goes to 80, my vertical.
What kind of antenna is that, the vertical?
Vertical, it has four sections out, whatever you want to call them, like a Yagi, four beams out, small one, and it has tubes for 10 meter. For 10 meter, it doesn't have tube, it was all straight. 20 meter has tube, and a 40 meter tube, an 80 meter tube. Roger.
Roger that. That's what I'd like, a vertical for that, but I can't seem to find a good one.
No good one out there like these. They still work. Do you believe that? From 82 till now, those things work perfect. And I always listen to it. Even now, I turn it on, listen to 10 meter and a 20 meter, 40 meter. Roger.
Roger that.
Oh yeah, I didn't get to it right now. I got to this in 82, and I was a CB-er before. In the 80s, I was a CB-er, and I had a license. And I still remember the license number, KIQ3409. I used to be on the CB a long time. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. And I was in the CBs too about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, but we didn't have licenses then. But yeah, that's pretty cool. You had a call sign for a CB too, huh?
Yeah, but after I found out, everybody go on there, I said, forget it, I ain't talking no more. And I quit talking from that time. What was the year that? Oh, it was 2000. The year was 2000. I said, forget it. Till one day it was 22, and I heard, I had a scanner, a police scanner, and I was scanning through it. And somebody from Sheboygan, no, not Sheboygan, somewhere up north, saying, hey, GMRS, now it's open, it's a $35 license. They used to be $75. And I got one about 2 years ago, and I still don't have it.
Yeah, I just got my GMRSs in the early summer, spring. That's pretty cool. You can get out and talk to a lot of people, even on that.
I Cleveland, almost between day and day, I talk to Cleveland, Ohio, and the rest of it here. But I always... 2 days ago, I was talking to Bowling Green, Ohio, on this radio.
Yeah, roger that. That's a good trip with a GRS radio.
You know what? I talked to New York about a month ago, and last year I talked to New York, too. And I talked to Chicago, Illinois. It was about, I would say, 4 months ago, something like that. They came in on a different channel, on the 600, 462-600, and I was talking to them.
That's a long way for GRMS.
It is. But you know what? In the summertime, I had this radio on number 15, and I can hear people from Kentucky and all that place, but I can't get back to them because it's only 20 watt. That was in the summer. The whole summer was like that.
Well, that's pretty good to hear that on GRMS.
Oh, yeah. I got a few other channels. I listen to Hazel Park every Sunday. They had a net. They have a net every Sunday. I don't know if you know that or not. And I listen to 550. They had their net on Monday at 7 o'clock. If you want, I can give you those frequencies and the PL.
I think I got the Lincoln Park from you the other day. You were talking to somebody. You gave them like five or six of them. I listened to that one in Lincoln Park.
That's a Hazel Park. Hazel Park, if you go online and see Hazel Park, they have two repeaters. I listened to 146640. Roger.
Yeah, I got it wrote down right here. It's Oak Park with the 100 PL. And there's some other ones. I got that paper you said.
I had the one in Warren, 443, double nickel, 550. They're I believe they are 102.3. That's the PL. That's the CTCSS.
Oh, you're right. There's a Hazel Park one. That's the one I looked up. That's the one you were talking about, the other ones. Yeah, my fault, but yeah, you're right. I listened to them guys. I looked them up on the website.
I like about that, they have a round table first before the net, and at 9 o'clock that's when the net starts. But they have a round table and they get all the guys out there, they're talking on the round table. One thing I know Hazel Park, you know what, since 1982 I joined that club, but I was living in Oak Park. And I moved out of Oak Park, came here to Rochester Hills, and I got cut off. I didn't want to, you know, join it anymore because, first of all, you don't have no license, and second is you're far away from Hazel Park. Roger?
Yeah, roger that.
But now I'm studying today, you know, I just told them, I'm studying, and this is WIUG 88.
Yep, this is WSDJ 347. Yeah, keep studying, Jack. Once you get it, you'll love it.
Yeah, you know what? I have a few radios here, about five, six of them, the VHF, UHF. Excuse me. Then, you know, I like to talk to ISS. Roger.
Roger that. I never tried that yet, but maybe one day.
Listen, with the radio, you can talk to them because you got the license. So, you can talk to them. I can give you their frequency if you want.
Yeah, if you got it.
Give me a couple of minutes.
man.
Yep.
437-8000. 437-8000.
Roger that.
You know what, I do have it on the DB20G, you know what I mean? But I can contact them from here, there's no problem.
Roger that. Well, I gotta get going here, Jack. Just keep studying, you'll get it, and you're gonna love it. You love to talk to people, you're good with people, you'll have a great time. But this is WSDJ 347. We gotta go in the house, the wife's gotta go to work. We'll talk to you later, Jack.
Buddy, no problem. We keep in touch anyhow. Don't worry about it. And I'll talk to you a bit later. WIUG 48, clear.
WSFT 308. I'm looking for somebody to give me the dumbed-down version of Squelch. I've got a really basic understanding of it. Maybe you can explain where you keep your Squelch, why, and maybe that can help me out. And of course, I'm talking to anybody who's listening.
Station out there, you are coming in, but you are coming in very, very noisy. Very hard to pick out what you're saying. I want to wait to either get a little closer to the repeater, or it possibly can pump up the power a little bit there. It might help out, too. WITG 959.
WSFT 308, yeah, I'm on mobile and I was at low power. Does that help any? Over.
WRPB 448, previous caller, your second transmission was much louder. Over.
Yeah, this is WSFT 308, not a Flint. Definitely, I had my radio on low power. I turned it up, so it should be a little bit, I'm hoping, over.
Yeah, I also am off a Flint repeater. I'm in Groveland Township, right by Mount Holly. You're definitely louder. There's still a little wave and a little static. I've been hearing that all day. I don't know if that's weather-related. Maybe somebody else could chime in. But yeah, the second transmission, as I had stated, much, much better. Over.
Yeah, if anybody wants to chime in on that, I had noticed even, you know, listening to some conversations earlier that there was a little bit of static. It's kind of been going on for a minute, actually. And then I just bought this Nagoya 771, but I did not get the G. And I'm thinking maybe I need to. But otherwise, I've kind of been liking this antenna, at least better than the one that came with the radio. Over.
Are you transmitting on a handheld then?
Yes, sir.
I'm transmitting on a base station at approximately mid-grade, which is 20 watts or so. So I imagine I'm coming in good. You'll find that even with your new antenna, you know, your handset placement is super critical as to whether or not you're getting out or getting anything in. Over.
Yeah, I have. But but I went over the 771G tuned better for the GMRS station, and so maybe that makes a difference here, I would imagine.
I've got several long antennas. I've got a couple of those Nagoyas. They seem to work pretty good. The long antennas that came with my radios, I kept because they came with the radios and they work really good. But yeah, even just turning your head a little bit will cause you to cut out and all of that. If you're standing by a window, I'm told it's better reception. I've had better luck myself. Yeah, you just have to play around and find that sweet spot. Over. RPV 448 standing by. I think I might have lost you. RPV 448 clear and monitoring.
WSFT 308, yeah, wouldn't you know it, my radio died on me. I didn't realize how low my battery was, but I got just enough to sign off. I appreciate y'all listening in. I'm going to charge her up and then join the conversation again. Y'all have a great day. WSFT 308, clear.
URPB 448, copy that, 308. Hope to talk to you soon. Clear and monitoring. Over.
WSFZ 793, monitoring.
WSAH 780 Flat Rock. This Wuxon handheld getting out there tonight.
WSTJ 347. Yep, they're getting out loud and clear.
I appreciate that. I believe it says 407, I'm not sure. That's in here, Flat Rock, looking out at the cold air. I ain't going out there, man. I'm on Flat Rock, about halfway between Detroit and Toledo.
Yeah, I'm up here in Shelby Township, about 12 miles north of Detroit.
Yeah, got you there. See you bouncing out that Detroit repeater. All right, yeah, you sound real loud and clear. Little bit of static, but not too bad.
Ten four on that. 10-4. You're loud and clear over here too.
Okay, yeah, I'm indoors here on the handy talk. Yeah, I got a lot of RF noise around me and everything. I'm surprised it's getting out as good as it is.
Yeah, I know where Flat Rock is. You're making a good trip here. Sound good, too, for handy talking.
Yeah, I'm hitting that Detroit repeater, the 625. I think I read that's in Campus Martius, about 180 feet up or something. I think I read that.
I think the river has a lot to do with it, too. It's 22 miles to the repeater from my place as the crow flies. But I think I live by the lake, kind of close to Lake Erie and Detroit River there. I think that avoids a lot of obstacles and gets me there. 22 miles on a handy talkie from indoors ain't bad.
Yeah, you're getting it. I'm in the Mount Clemens repeater.
Okay, I'm getting you off Detroit 625.
Well, you have yourself a good night. This is WSDJ 347. We got things to do. Have a good night.
Good talking to you. Have a stay warm and all that stuff. Be safe. And we'll talk to you later. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WFAH 780. Standing by.
WRPV 448, Kirk, Groveland Township. Both you guys are coming in loud and clear. I am off the Flint repeater. Over.
Well, 48, loud and clear in Flat Rock. There's some good air out there tonight, that's for sure.
Said you're inside on a Wookson handheld, over.
That's correct, making it 22 miles to about Detroit repeater.
Well, you're sounding pretty good. A little bit of noise, but I've been hearing that all day across the air, but you're loud and clear. Good radio, over.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's that Wookson UV-9T. I'm using it with a Nagoya 771G. Pretty good combination, that's for sure.
Roger that. I've had pretty good luck with that antenna as well as many others. Over.
Yeah, I've got about 13 different handhelds and smiling antennas, diamonds. I'm always trying antennas and stuff. It's an addiction, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, this is a pretty good combination here. About as good as you can get. It's a Nagoya and a decent handheld.
Yeah, all of my stuff is lower end. The base station I'm on right now is Radiodity, which has been a great base station. A lot of my radios are Bofangs or Radiodities, my handhelds. I got, like a Redivis base, Redivis GMR IP, what is it, 57 rating radios and stuff like that. A little bit of everything. Over.
Yeah, that kind of sounds like me. I'm into these VCRs, the cheap Chinese radios. Got the Wosan's Bofangs. What else we got? Quanchang's kid radios. Stuff like that. $50 radios, $75 radios. A couple of upper-enders, but mostly just playing around with antennas and seeing what they can do.
Copy that. The Bofang might be a noisy radio, may not be the best, but I think it's a great radio. It got me into the hobby at an affordable price, and it works good enough for me. Over.
Yeah, I started out with the Bofang UV-5R X3. X3.
a tri-bander. They got me hooked and got a bunch of different Bofang renditions and different quine chains and kid radios and stuff. I don't know, it's a habit. And I'm into shortwave and scanning and stuff. Just me and my dog, I'm retired, so can't play golf in the winter, so I play the radios.
WRPD 448 for station identification purposes. Yeah, I recently just picked up a shortwave radio and trying to get re-familiar with that again. I got a Max Decoder 2S, I believe. Thing does more things than I could ever imagine, and it's a huge learning curve. Over.
Yeah, I've got one of the Max Decoders too. I got a few SDRs and playing around with those. This is too many irons in the fire, really, to really get good at one thing. I got a short attention span.
Well, my primary hobby is mountain biking, but I had the mishap of getting a hernia this year, and I'm still waiting for my surgery. So radios has been a good standby, obviously. And, you know, you can't really bike a whole lot in the winter. I mean, I've got a fat bike, but conditions aren't always right for those. Over.
Yeah, that's what it is, living up here in the north. You know, you get half a year of good stuff. Summertime stuff, warm weather stuff. Alright, let's get back to it. And it's good talking to you. Loud and clear there out of Shelby, I think you said. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAH 780. I'll be standing by.
Shelby was the other guy. This is Kurt from Groveland Township. Right across Dixie Highway from Mount Holly, off the Flint Repeater. WRPD 448, we will do it again. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintance, and I will be clear and monitoring.
I got you that time, 448, Mount Holly. Okay, good deal. All right, talk at you later. Matt from Flat Rock, WSAH 780, standing by.
WRWR 544, Bob in Floyd County,
begs the question, who are you standing by? Over.
Good evening to the gentleman in Flat Rock there, Roger.
Double keep. Go ahead, sir. Channel's yours.
WRPD 448. Kurt, are you calling for me, Bob?
How'd you that? I was, and I was being a bit of a old Don who used to run the channel back in the day here around. People say, WRZP 544, I'm standing by. And he'd come back and go, who is it you're standing by? Over.
I wondered what that was in reference to. Over.
Roger that. I guess it's an old military thing. Had to be there, have the t-shirt, and wear the hat. Roger.
Not that. That one went over my head because I'm not in the military. My son, on the other hand, might have caught it, but not this guy. Over.
Hey, Roger. That. Yeah. He was quite the inspiration to us all. Early days of MIH, and we had the quite late night conversations. And speaking of conversations. How's your antenna coming on your old shortwave? Over.
I took a day or two off of it, played with it this morning, found one channel. Recently, about an hour ago, I was going through some paperwork, and I found all my notes and all my other channel numbers for shortwave. When I was dabbling with it earlier, I had a little handheld unit, you know, shirt pocket size. It worked pretty good. So I got notes, and I got a frequency list I was able to print off before my printer died. So I'm going to play with that a little bit later tonight, and I'll also look at the map online. Over.
Roger that, Kurt. One step at a time and baby steps, and that was going to be my next suggestion, you know, QRZ, shortwave radio broadcast in your search engine there. You'll have frequencies galore up to it, including Voice of America, yada, yada, yada. But anyway, all systems go here. Probably had 7, maybe 8 inches. We dodged a bullet. Down south, Gaylord Way, of course, got much more snow than we did. And then this evening, maybe another 8 to 9, and then snow belts plus 18. Over.
Holy cow, you guys are expecting that much more?
That we remain under a storm warning here where I'm at for 4 inches. As I said, we dodged a bullet, and then of course further south of me, Gaylord, maybe as a crow fly, 45 miles if that's it. They're looking at maybe another 4 to 8 inches accumulation this evening, and then of course along the coast, Petoskey, Charlevoix, and such, maybe a lake effect. Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I don't know if we're expecting anything where I'm at. There's just a little bit of light snow, enough just to cover the road again to make it look pretty, I guess. Over.
I'll be a copy, Kirk. Yeah, we're blessed to have the four seasons. Nothing more according to the current forecast, 4 inches. As I said, from the bridge south to Grayling. So all systems go there, and we're having a fine evening here at the old Redbird LZ. So I wanted to chime in, and I copied your QSO with the earlier gentleman. So it's all good, and we'll do it again, sir.
Sounds awesome. Again, always a pleasure to speak with you, Bob. We're doing well here. I'm going to be monitoring the radio intermittently tonight. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. Clear on your final.
Roger that. Roger that. The only thing I see, Lansing south over to, I'm going to say what there, Flint, Lapeer, and Port Huron, is lake effect snow. Light accumulation, however, slick road. So y'all be careful, and we'll be by the frequency. Always a pleasure, Kurt. WRZP 544, Claire, monitoring the frequency.
WSOC 793. Tell me if this thing is working, please.
WRMQ 805 Mobile. Station 877, I can hear you loud and clear. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks, I just was wondering there. I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater. You're coming through really good, clean, no noise or anything. WSFZ 793, Mondra.
All right, thanks for that, 793.
I'm just out driving for Grubhub right now and killing a little time while I'm on a run.
Where are you located at, or your location at the moment, sir? Go ahead.
Exact location is, believe it or not, Metropolitan Parkway and Shaner, across from the intersection right now.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm over here in Warren by Walden Hoover. There is this, like I said, coming through, going through the Mount Clemens repeater there, roger.
Yeah, copy that. If you got a good reach going on there, you're coming through beautiful.
Excellent. Like I said, appreciate it. You have yourself a good evening and careful driving out there and all that other good stuff. And WSFZ 793, and I'm going to sit back monitoring.
All right, copy that. You have yourself a good evening, too. WRMQ 805, clear.
WRZP 544, just for an FYI, both of you were beautiful. Modulation, great signal. Y'all travel safe. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yeah, roger that, 544. Appreciate it. You're coming through clean, like you're sitting next to me over here. No noise, no nothing there. WSFD 793, and I'm sitting back.
/793, pleasure to meet you, sir. Well, thank you for that. I'm in the old living room. I'm not in the shack this evening on an old H8 handheld here in the living room, so... welcome to the network, and been following you here on the MIA dot system on the old computer there, on the MRA GMRS, and can you all see up there on the Macomb repeater there, Roger?
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm a bit of a newbie, and I'm in the house on a handheld. Got a better antenna on order here that's supposed to help me out a lot. But yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, just hanging out, nothing going on, so I figured, well, I'll fire the old handheld up and see what's going on there, Roger.
That's why I jumped in there, figured I'd say hello and put my hand in the old pot there and say good evening to you. Like I said, Bob up here in Sheboygan County, pleasure having you in our home this evening. So welcome to GRMS, and I'm sure you're familiar with MIA.sys on the old interweb there. So again, enjoy, and anything we can help you out with, you know, Jack's always around. There's plenty of folks to help you out, so. I'll be clear, WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Yeah, Bob, I believe you said Bob. I hope I got that right. I was typing something down while I was listening. I hope I didn't screw that up. Yeah, Jack's been a big help to me. He helped me out a couple of... what was happening there, and then also he recommended he was the one who recommended the antenna that I get the Ngoya, I don't know, what is it, 177, I gotta go back on it, but it don't matter. Yeah, it's on order and everything. He's been a really big help to me there. Go ahead. Oh, it is Bob, right?
It is correct. It is, Bob. And just an FYI, we take a pause between our communications in case someone wants to break in, join the conversation or emergency. Yeah, it's Bob. And, old Jack there, he's get kickbacks from Nagoya Antenna Company, Roger.
Well, I guess, if he does, well then, I guess, because he wasn't the only one who recommended the Nagoya antenna. I was talking to somebody else sometime there later, and they told me because I'm running this, it's a Baofeng radio, and I'm running the stock antennas that came with it, and somebody else recommended to me the same antenna. And then I heard Flat Rock and somebody else talking out here just a little bit ago, and he was talking about that's what he has on his, that's why he thinks it's a short repeater from Flat Rock. So yeah, I have one on order. I ordered one yesterday. I just got to wait for it to show up there. Roger.
Hat, good copy. Yeah, just yanking Jack's chain there. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. That's exactly what I have on this HD 8 here, the HD I'm using in the living room. Can't go wrong with that antenna. Like I said, just yanking Jack's chain there. No, he won't do you wrong. And again, a pleasure. So enjoy your GMRS experience. And again, pleasure having you in our home. If you would, give me your personal, because I'll write it down as well there, because I'll forget it in 2 seconds as well. So, again, WRZP 544 for identification. Clear monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
Yeah, I kind of half-figured you might be in a halfway. I thought, he's got to be kidding. But anyway, yeah, sometimes I don't know me manners too well. The first personal is Dave over here. Like I said, I'm in Warren and was, just doing my thing. Anyway, appreciate it. You have yourself a good evening. Hopefully we'll talk again sometime. Have yourself a good night. Take care. WSOZ 793, and I'm back on the side.
What was that?
WRAS 504, monitoring frequency.
WSGC 426, monitoring frequency.
WRUK 359, dollar over, monitoring the MI 8 Melbourne.
Testing out a new antenna here. I was wondering if anyone could give me a radio check.
Yes, sir. WRZB 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. Have you Lima Charlie? Good modulation. And as a courtesy, if you would turn off your Roger beep, as the repeater will tone out. How copy, over.
WSOZ 793, Warren. Radio sounds good, clean, loud. Over.
Do that, there you go. Keep doing what you're doing. Yours as well, sir. Monitoring you here on the MIA.sys network, and you're hitting the old Macomb repeater clean, so keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, clear monitoring.
WRCR 570, reaching out from the Flint receiver, trying to reach out to my oldest son, Colton.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Hey, I can't get you get a hold of you on that cell phone. Just want to let you know I'm going to grab Mom from the school and we'll be back home.
Hey, okay. I'll see you in a little bit.
570, we're out.
Sheboygan, WSGC 426 here. I believe that I've successfully terminated the Roger beat. Over.
Roger that. No harm, no foul. We all do it. Too many menus and too many small buttons. WRZP 544. Bob here for identification purposes. Yeah, you got her nailed there, Roger.
Thank you, Bob, sir. Appreciate the feedback. Enjoy the rest of your night. WSGC 426, over.
Do that, 426. You enjoy the rest of your night and be safe, you and yours. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring.
This is 570 out of the Flint repeater. How's the weather up there in Sheboygan? You still getting hammered with snow?
Yeah, roger that. We've got it coming down in the snow belts, anywhere from 4+ inches expected from the bridge south to Grayling. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I got relatives up there in the Boyne area, Boyne, Elmira, and they said they were getting dumped on. So just wanted to see how it was up there in the Sheboygan area.
That, yeah, I have folks out in Boyne area myself. Yeah, it got slammed last night, but it looks like the deep belts and the snow belts, maybe only 4 inches, maybe 5 this evening, so that's a good thing. And then again, the old expires at 7 a.m. Tomorrow morning, so all systems go, brother.
All right, very good. Well, keep that sidewalk clear for those Amazon packages. And 570, we're out.
Do that, 570. Oh, yeah, we snowblow the driveway, and we take good care of him because we hunt together. Enjoy the rest of your evening, sir. WRZP 544, click and monitor.
Anybody call before radio, sir?
Sure we will. WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, sir. Go ahead, radio. Check WRZP 544.
Dave, you out there?
Go to from WSFC 793. Go ahead, Frank.
What's happening over there, Dave?
Ain't nothing happening. Just sitting here messing around with some stuff on the table and working on my, that page I got where I'm writing down all the call letters and stuff to people I talk to there, Roger.
One of these times, you get a chance, reach up there and get that handheld out. See if you can get that one working.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I probably will, because I haven't seen my handheld collection in so long anyway. I might have to take a look at them again. See which ones I have in my collection. Yeah, I'll drag that one down and have a look-see at it there, Roger.
Well, I figured to give you something to do. Yeah, I'd like to have it laying around for that, so it works for me.
Yeah, Roger, I plan on making a few changes here anyway, over here by the guitar amp, so, yeah, I'm going to get in there, I'm going to move the stuff out, I'm going to pull it out tomorrow and pull the handheld out and get it on the bench here. I don't think there's much wrong with it. I think it just, it transmits, when it did have a problem, it would just transmit intermittently, and I got it to transmit, so, stay transmitting, so whatever it is, it shouldn't be much to do, man. I just got to whip out a voltmeter and a few things, and I'll straighten it out there. Roger.
Yep, I hear that. Hey, you only got like 5,000.
Are you mobiling?
No, I'm actually just sitting by the fireplace right now. Why? Am I in and out?
No, now you're clean and loud. But that last transmission, I didn't hear anything but a bunch of air, but a bunch of hash noise there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hear that. That could be atmosphere. I don't know. If you can hear me clear now, then it's probably atmosphere. I'm doing the same thing I was doing.
Yeah, I hear you clear, loud, everything. Sounds really good over here, so. Yeah, that's what I think. Before you even said anything, I was thinking about moving stuff and going in there and looking at my handheld collection. I forgot how many I have and stuff like that. I figured I'd like to go up there and see them, take a look at them again. So while I'm in there, I'll break that one down and I'll get it on the table here and hook a power supply to it and throw the voltmeter on and a few little here there. It's got to be a solder joint or something if that's still what's wrong with it. So it shouldn't be nothing to take care of it, Roger.
Like I
said, you only got like, how many you got now? Jeez, oh man, let's see. I guess think of probably about, I think, mean, got 12 that I can think of. Yeah, well, I've always had things with a realistic CD handhelds, and I don't know, I started collecting them, and stuff like that. So I don't know how many I got up there. I probably got about 8 or 9 up there. most of them pairs, match pairs, but I haven't seen them in so long. I just, you know, I got to get up there and look. What else was I going to say? There was something else I was going to say. No, I doggone forgot there. Go ahead. Oh, well, first off, WSFZ 793 for identification purposes there. Okay, now you go ahead. Yeah, it'd be nice. You know, I have something there you can put a low band in case, you know, in case you need it. Don't have to screw around, just pull the antenna up and get with it and stuff like that. Especially if you're outside. You see how good these two tons get out. You know, I make it from here all the way down to nine and Van Dyke is like 8 pounds, you know, just sitting in the room here with the long antenna, which is the whip antenna on the walkie-talkie. That's pretty good, you know, there. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I got to tell you, I took this one into work today, as you know, and then it'd be nice to have, because the weather's starting to get bad, it'd be nice to have something in the car. Just get a traffic report out there to see what's going on. Even though 19's crazy, it's something, so.
Yeah, well, amidst all that stupid craziness, some idiots out there, you do hear people talking about the weather and they're on the road and, you know, what's slick and what's all messed up. You can still hear that if you're willing to put up with the idiots out there, okay?
Yeah, roger that. Like I say, I don't know. I'll be doing a lot of traveling all the way out to Yipsy, Ann Arbor, Port Huron, all over the place, so just another little thing, something, you know.
So. Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you're right, too. It'd come in handy. Plus, you can plug an external antenna into it. You want to throw a cheap-ass off. Whoops, I didn't mean that. Sorry, FTC. My bad. If you want to throw a cheap whip up on the roof, magnet whip or something on the roof, you know, and whatever the case may be there, right?
They don't give a shit.
Yeah, no, I hear that. That's exactly what I'm thinking, you know. I still want one of them K-40s. They're a pretty good antenna for a little cheap antenna, you know. So, just a little something extra, you know.
Oh, yeah, speaking of that, guess who called me today?
That I really wouldn't even know, Dave. I mean, we know so many freaking people, I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, Gino called me today, big, and I got to talking to him. His valve fingers broke. He said something happened to the batteries. He said it's not even that old or anything, and I don't know. He was talking on it, and it all of a sudden just died. Battery died and he tried to charge it and I don't know, he's telling me a bunch of stuff, but he said the battery's all messed up on it. He's going to try to get a hold of Baofeng or whoever he got it from and, you know, ask for a replacement battery because he says it his rig ain't that old, and he's only charged it like three times. And he said he always let it run down before charging it and stuff. So, but I asked him about the stuff, the K40 and everything. He says what you need is what he's got. There, go ahead.
I'm glad you got a hold of him. Cause like I said, this has been going on for a year, let alone doing these handhelds and getting registered and everything else. It's madness. I don't understand it. But yeah, I'd like to get one of them K40s and then power supply for the house. So I know I can hook it up in the car, no problem. But it'd be nice to have it here in the house.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like I said, he said he's got whatever you need. I know he does anyway. He's got everything over there. I mean, everything. So, because I've seen his lineup before. Plus, he's always posting stuff on Facebook and stuff for sale and things like that. So, yeah, we'll get with him. We'll get things straight. Now, he's kind of weird because I'll call him, he won't answer the phone. I text him, he don't answer, and then, you know, and then the weeks go by, and weeks go by, sometimes, you know, 2-3 weeks. And then he'll call me, you know, and he'll say, yeah, you texted me. Yeah, it was 3 weeks ago, man, you know. But I was really surprised he called me, man, out of the blue there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Whiskey Stan, Foxtrot 902. Yeah, for sure. Like I said, that's, you know, I'm glad you put that bug in his ear, too. So, yeah, it's all good. Yeah, my phone's just blowing up, like, left and right. I got Jimmy texting me and people calling me. It's like, let me answer this, and I'll get back with you. Whiskey Stan, Foxtrot 902, standing by.
WSOZ 793, standing by.
WRWR357.
WRWX221 mobile.
221, I copy you, but your signal's breaking up a little bit.
After that, I'm down in East Point. I'm in the Macomb repeater.
Okay, much better that time. Yeah, how you doing? My name's Randy here, WRWR357.
Randy, my name's Randy.
So are you on a handheld or mobile, that last transmission, I didn't catch any of it. I think maybe if you're inside the house, you might be moving around. Over.
Yeah, I'm on a DB25. I'm driving on my way home. I'm on with Gratz.
Yeah, maybe you're just driving through a low area or by some buildings or something that's causing the interference.
I was in a subdivision, so there was a bunch of trees and buildings in the way, so now I'm on grass and I'm probably coming through pretty clear.
Yeah, you're crystal clear now. I'm also mobile. I'm on, just finishing up the gym and headed home now.
You too. Thanks, Randy.
Yeah, you bet. I heard your call, sign out there. I figured I'd just give you a shout back. And drive safe, man. Enjoy your rest of your night. WRWR357.
Okay, yeah, you too. WRWX221.
WSBT544 clear.
WSFD 793 monitoring.
WSFW 542 monitoring.
WRAS monitoring. Yeah, WRAS 504 monitoring too.
WSFW 542. Anybody have a copy?
WSFW 542. This is WRAS 504. Got a copy?
.488. Jack, you out there?
WIUG 488.
Hey, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Good, how about you?
Doing real good. I stayed in today. I only had a couple things to do outside and stayed warm.
Honestly, I didn't even go outside. I just went outside, turned the lights on outside, and that's about it. I came inside. It was so cold. It dropped here to 14 degree weather.
Roger that, Jack. It was definitely cold today. Not good for man or beast. I'd hate to be out there tonight.
I hope tomorrow it gets a little bit warm. Probably, I don't know, but about maybe 10 miles away from here came 2 inches of snow, they said. I didn't get too much here, like a dust, Roger.
Roger that. We got maybe a half inch to an inch. Not too bad here in Lapeer.
That's good. You went out there anyhow. I know you did. I heard you calling for me, and I was trying to catch up with the mic, but you were gone. But that's okay. Don't worry about it. Anytime you like. Roger.
Roger that. Jack, I like to try to touch base with you at least once a day. I don't know if I've told you or not, but my wife's had 2 strokes and a heart attack. So I'm a full-time caregiver for her, and I don't get out a lot, so this is my way to get out. And always enjoy talking to you, my friend. And I know that I will talk to you again tomorrow, and I'm wishing that you have a good night and stay warm. And this is WSFW 542, and I'll be clear.
I'm sorry if you hear that about the wife. But what can you do, you know? I mean, something happened. You couldn't do nothing about it. You take care, and don't be shy again. You can talk to me anytime. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG, wait a minute. WSTI, H47, out of Cleveland. WSTI 847, I at Cleveland. WIUG 88. WIUG 88, clear.
WSGC 326, your last transmission was not coming through clear.
Yeah, is it clear here in sweet
WSGC 426, your last transmission was coming in with a lot of static. You can recognize maybe every other word, a lot of static. Over.
Okay, thank you. RAS 504, clear.
Now that one came through perfect. So I don't know if you had moved or anything, but that one was coming through loud and clear. Over.
Yeah, I moved about 3 inches. Go figure. Anyway, thanks a lot. This is WRAS 504. I'll be clear on the channel.
Sounds good, 504. This is WSGC 426. Over and out.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Good evening, Bob. WRYR 503.
Good evening, 503. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm just enjoying the cooler weather.
I had enough of that today. I snowblowed the driveway and the WAP, so yeah, that was enough of that for me today.
Well, I've got a German Shepherd that's halfway laying on me, and I've got a nice thick blanket, so it's nice and comfortable.
Right on. Shepherd, Sable, pure black, and Shepherd Malamute mix in tan, laying right over here on the other couch curled up. I get it, brother.
Well, a couple of years ago I had a big black 130-pound pit bull, this one is probably 120 easily. He's all black, both of them, and he's the only one left of the two.
Roger, as we had discussed before, yeah, my female service dog, Sable Shepherd, she just weighed in at 120 here a week before last at the vet, so... She's 2.5 years, so hopefully she'll stop growing here soon, Roger.
I think I'm going to, when this one goes, I'm going to probably get a pit bull again. I happen to like them. I get along with them real well. They're really good dogs. Their energy levels aren't too extreme like the German Shepherds can be. Once you're in your 70s, last thing you want is a dog that's all amped up and ready to go.
Roger that. I got a sister-in-law up in age like us. They picked up a puppy, and it's been putting them through hell. Shepherd, black and tan, male. But it all goes well. All right, brother. I'm going to... head out to the shack here and do some work there, and we'll catch you again. 503, always a pleasure, sir. And if you would, give me your first personal.
Jim or James, whichever you prefer, just not Jimbo.
I do that. My database took a crash in the old laptop, so I'm rebuilding, Jim. So, yep, we got it. All right. We'll do it again. I'll be monitoring all evening up to the wee hours. So, be safe. Always a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544, clear and monitoring.
You know, take care. WRYR 503, listening.